But this is the sort of the important stages in which that framework will get built, and so we want to all be thinking about it consciously now. Just before we jump into that, there's sort of a question of why is this important? I'm sort of making this claim that there is a game layer on top of the world and that it's very important that we build it properly. The reason that it's so important is that the last decade, what we've seen has been building the social layer, has been this framework for connections. And construction on that layer is over. It's finished. There's still a lot to explore. There's still a lot of people who are trying to figure out social and how do we leverage this and how do we use this. But the framework itself is done, and it's called Facebook. And that's okay, right? A lot of people are very happy with Facebook. I like it quite a lot. They've created this thing called the Open Graph, and they own all of our connections. They own 500 million people. And so when you want to build on the social layer, the framework has been decided. It is the Open Graph API. And if you're happy with that, fantastic. If you're not, too bad. There's nothing you can do. But this next decade, that's a real thing. I mean, we want to build frameworks in a way that makes it acceptable and makes it productive down the road. So the social layer is all about these connections. The game layer is all about influence. It's not about adding a social fabric to the web and connecting you to other people everywhere you are and everywhere you go. It's actually about using dynamics, using forces to influence the behavior of where you are, what you do there, how you do it. That's really, really powerful. And it's going to be more important than the social layer. It's going to affect our lives more deeply and perhaps more invisibly. And so it's incredibly critical that at this moment, while it's just getting constructed, while the frameworks like Facebook, like the Open Graph, are being created for the game layer equivalent, that we think about it very consciously and that we do it in a way that is open, that is available, and that can be leveraged for good. And so that's what I want to talk about for game dynamics, because construction has just begun, and the more consciously we can think about this, the better we'll be able to use it for anything that we want. So, like I said, the way that you go through and build on the game layer is not with glass and steel and cement, and the resources that we use are not this two-dimensional swath of land that we have. The resources are mindshare, and the tools, the raw materials, are these game dynamics. So with that, a couple game dynamics to talk about. Four.